This is Just Figuring It Out podcast, a podcast that is about circumnavigating adulthood for young adults. Weekly episodes are available every Friday as from 8 a.m. in all podcasting platforms, the like of Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Castbox. We are available in all podcasting channels. Don't forget to share, like, comment the podcast to your family and friends, as this enables the podcast to reach a wide field. Come, let's figure life out together. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host, Nadel Kavochi. Welcome back to yet another episode. This is episode 112. It's the self-help segment, a segment where we get to deal with our issues and just work on ourselves as young adults. So before I get started with today's episode, I hope you guys have been good. I'm doing good. I mean, there's a holiday this week, so I'm just excited for that, at least, you know, yeah. And actually, I haven't done much this week, yeah. Though this week has had quite a number of activities, but I'm just grateful for that. There are a couple of movies I've just seen in TikTok, where there's this certain creator who's rating like the best movies she has watched in 2024. So I actually want to do that today, because today is a holiday. So at least I have that time on my side, so I want to do that today. And of course, I'll give you guys the review for April Shenanigans, but just from the snippets I'm getting from her, how she's reading the movies, it's going to be a good thing. Yeah, and I can tell you guys, I'm currently watching this show. It's a baking show, so it's actually cake or not cake. So the bakers who are put in a room and they get to identify things in their surrounding, if they're cake or not cake. It's so hilarious. And what I love about this show is the kind of creativity that goes into place. Like, for example, I saw the things in the room that they're using as cake or not cake, like sofa seats. I'm just like, the kind of creativity that goes behind baking of a sofa seat, of a cake to look like a sofa seat, a cake to look like a table, a cake to look like a book lampshade, is just on another level. And I'm just like, man, I need to see the behind the scenes of these things, because I love to bake a lot. It's quite a task. But I really love baking and any type of food that has to deal with the oven. I'll gladly do that. So that is what I'm currently watching, cake or not, or cake or not cake. It's just nice and hilarious. Yeah. So I'll get straight into the episode. On today's self-help segment, today I'll be talking about guilt, stroke regret, stroke self-reproach. So I went to the self-reproach part because in this particular segment I want to talk about self-guilt, self-regret, and the best synonym was self-reproach. I mean, guys, I'm currently enjoying the Mary Buster. Is it Mary? Is it Miriam? Oh my god, I'm just butchering that name. That dictionary. I downloaded the app. So when I get to see the meaning, the synonyms, and it's just a simple meaning that, you know, you can run away with, you can run with. So it's a really nice app. Those are the things I wanted to tell you guys qua April shenanigans. So as per usual, I'll give you guys the description of self-reproach. Self-reproach means harsh criticism or disapproval of oneself, especially for wrongdoing. So I can give you guys BTS, why I chose this particular topic. I got this topic as I was reading the Four Agreements. I have not forgotten. I'm supposed to do an episode about that book. And that book has gems on gems and gems on gems. Yeah, I'm supposed to do a review on that book. I'm not doing it alone. I have a guest. So that's why it's taking a little bit long. And if the guest is listening to this, man, unanimo to a lot of content to go. So it's just having our schedules to align so that we can record that episode. But I'm definitely on it, guys. We need to have a look at that book. That book is really, really nice. I'm talking about books. Oh my god. No, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to spoil this episode over here, but I'm not going to do that. But today I've seen this. I've really been seeing this book, and I think I'm going to get it. It's called Today I Become a Woman. I've had a lot of reviews about that book, and I'm like, I need to try this book. So yeah, I'm definitely on that. So as I was saying, as I was reading the Four Agreements, there's this place they were talking about guilt and how having self-reproach hinders a person from, you know, from growing and from even living life. And I was just sitting down and thinking about it, and I'm like, okay. Majority of the people go through this a phase where you get to blame yourself for things that have happened to you. I've been there, I've done that. Yeah. So, though I'll say, preparing for this particular topic was quite a task, because I feel it's kind of sensitive. Yeah. And in this particular episode, yeah, I think I'll try my best to give an example, though I feel like it's so vulnerable. But yeah, I'll do that. So I went to also asked, if you're new here, majority of the topics from the self-help podcast, I love those topics to come from most asked questions around that, and I'm currently using also asked. Yeah, I can't use Answer the Republic because now they removed the free version. You have to pay for it. Now I'm currently using also asked, which is amazing. It's like a replica of Answer the Republic, but Answer the Republic was on another level. It was so, so good and all that stuff. Okay, I'll get straight into the episode. So, most asked question was how to deal with self-reproach, and can a person be beyond self-reproach? So I can answer this, the second question. Most definitely, there's no one who can be beyond reproach in the sense that a lot of things have happened to you, so you think that nothing good cannot come from you, or you can't move past the guilt and the things that you've done.
But everything is totally possible. As long as you put your mind to it, there's nothing that you can't achieve totally. Everything is very, 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 very possible. So, yeah. No one can be beyond self-reproach. So I'll go to the other question, how to deal with self-reproach.
Okay, fine. And to give you guys like a true case scenario, then I can tell you how I've managed to deal with self-reproach. I think that will be okay. I'm really struggling to say this because I'm like, oh my god,
you're spilling the dirty dirty. So I don't think if I've talked about this in the podcast, but is it a year ago I lost someone who's very close to me. Yeah. And because of the circumstance that were surrounding the death of this particular person, majority of the time I felt guilty, and I felt like I would have done something to prevent the person from dying. Yeah. Hey, do I want to give more details? No. That's actually just the case scenario. Because whatever happened to this person happened when I was around. But now I'm a very heavy sleeper, so I barely can hear anything while I'm sleeping. So there's that. So majority of the time, as I'm dealing with grief, there's this self-reproach, there's this guilt and regret that is hovering around me, in the sense that I wish I was not a heavy sleeper. I would have heard something, and maybe I would have done something, and maybe there'll be a different trajectory. And it has been quite a struggle. But I'll say this, the journaling has been a great experience for me, and has made things easier for me. And there was this time that I was, it was from a journal. It was about writing a letter to your younger self, or just writing a letter to say, I forgive you for this, I forgive you for doing that. For example, in my case, I just told myself, you're not to blame. Whatever happened, just happened. And maybe if I was a light sleeper, maybe I wouldn't have had anything in the long run. So yeah, that was that. So I think I'm even on the first point when I was saying you have to learn to be kind to yourself. Kind to yourself in the sense that, yes, you've answered a question wrong and you feel like, oh my god, the world is going to collapse. Yes, you failed your exams. Now you feel that the whole world is going to collapse. And you start telling yourself mean stuff like you don't deserve it, you are dreaming. It's really not worth it. So be kind to yourself, because if you don't be kind to yourself, nobody is going to be kind to you. And I think it starts with you. And life is a very funny thing. I think everyone has an aura around them, in the sense that, you know, there are people when you're around them, you just have positive vibes. And the others, when you're around them, you just have a negative energy. They're complaining. You also join in the complaining. You know? Yeah. So, as I was saying, when you're
kind to yourself, the environment, the society always has a way of reading your energy, and they just give you what you've given unto them. So if you're kind to yourself, if you're optimistic, that's what the environment will give unto you. But if you're negative, all you see is just problems and troubles. That is what the environment or the society will give back to you. Another point that I wanted to say, you need to take responsibility instead of blaming yourself. You need to take responsibility of whatever happened. In a case scenario where you failed your exam, instead of saying, oh, I am a failure, oh, I can't amount to anything in life, oh, there's nothing good that will come from me. Instead of saying that, you should just take responsibility and say, yes, I failed this exam, so what next? What am I supposed to do next to be able to pass my exams, to be able to do better in the next test? Just take responsibility. Just do something about it, you know. Yeah. Another thing I wanted to say, reframe your thoughts. Basically, reframing is just like changing. So you just need to change your thoughts and have positive thinking. Positive thinking in the sense that, okay, yes, I've started this business and it has failed. What am I supposed to do? What thing can I do better next time to ensure that I get to prosper in whatever that I do? You know, there's that aspect and there's that doing. And I've just, as I've said earlier on, like, the environment always has a way of reading your emotion, has a way of reading your thoughts, has a way of just reading generally your aura. So if your aura is off and your aura is not given, that's what you get outside here. And the last thing of how to deal with self-reproach is upholding your personal boundaries. So I've just given my example of guilt, regret, and self-reproach. And in order to give this, I need to like explain another example. For example, let's say you are a people pleaser, right? So, you know, living as a people pleaser is not easy. Can never be easy, because at the end of the day, you have to stretch to sort people's to sort people out for what reason, so that they can like you, and they won't even like you after that. That's the bad news. So for example, let's say you're a people pleaser, right? And your people pleasing character has gotten you into stuff, into things that you never wanted in, right? So in the whole process, you're just like, oh my god, I'm a loser, I shouldn't have let them to take advantage of me, I am this, I am that, you know. But as I've said in the second point, take responsibility. Okay, yes, I'm a people pleaser. What can I do next time to ensure that I don't get myself in this particular situation, right? Yeah, so in this particular case, you need to uphold personal boundaries. Have boundaries, you know, they can be spoken and they can be unspoken, you know. But just have boundaries, and you know, you're like, I can't do this. This is way above my capability, and things will be good. So that is it for this episode, guys. See you on the next episode.